Hello and welcome back to Murder, Mystery, and Sex with Serenity. Today, guys, we will be talking about the hotel killing. So, I originally was going to release a segment about baby mamas and baby daddies and their stupid bullshit, but I'm not going to. It's not worth my time. It's not worth your time. It'll just piss me off, honestly, because I've dealt with a lot of baby daddy drama and baby mama drama. I'm just going to throw this out there. If you are dealing with that, please stop. It's not worth it. It's not. But let's dive into Miss Jessica Newcomb. So, Jessica was 21 years old when she was found dead in her motel room. She was staying at the Budget Inn Hotel, and she was found at 9:47 a.m. So, according to her mother, Jessica was pulled into various bad situations, right? She was pulled into different types of prostitution rings. She was pulled into different types of drugs and just a whole bunch of bullshit, honestly, and it eventually came back to bite her in the ass. And I'm sorry to say that, like, I say that with the utmost respect for the dead. Guys, please do not put yourself in situations where you will end up on the first 48 on cold case or anything, honestly. So, obviously the man was caught. And he's going through prosecution and everything. But it is honestly a sad story. I'm not going to divulge into the explicit details of a lot. I'm going to base cover this story, and that's just your main, you know, headline. Okay. So during the arraignment for 27-year-old Frederick Knight, her accused killer, at Mobile District Court on May 26th, the state prosecutors said their initial findings revealed that Knight had sexual encounters with Newcomb and then pulled the gun on her and killed her, shot her dead. They said that he shot her, and after he shot her, he took her money and left. He fled. The next day that, you know, they were looking and everything, they said that they arrested Knight and charged him with murder, obviously. However, her mom had gotten two different stories on how she was killed and who was all there. And there is another person, according to her mother and the hotel manager, that said they were there. Even the other person said, hey, I was there. So the manager informed the mother that, you know, there was two beds, there was one other woman other than Newcomb, and the man that was there was said via the friend that she was there and they were having an argument and it was supposed to be a robbery. But none of that really lined up with the fact that after Newcomb's, I guess, pimp was locked up, he wanted her to take the fall for what he was arrested for, right? And it said that there was a hit out on Newcomb because she refused and she wanted to get away from that life. Her mom said that she was trying to do better for her baby boy, and it was just all spiraling down. She was trying to get away from the drugs, and she was just trying to do better. But like I said, the life that she was living caught up with her, and eventually she was found. I believe that it was because of the other woman that she was found at that motel specifically. And the other woman said that there was absolutely no arguments with the man that had came into the hotel trying to rob them. She was just sitting there and minding her own business. But in turn, she was shot and sexually assaulted, which is ridiculous. So, other than that, you know, her mother, she's devastated. Obviously, that was her baby. Nobody plans on burying their children. The saying goes, our parents aren't supposed to bury us. We're supposed to bury our parents. But it didn't play out that way. And her mother did specifically make a statement saying that she didn't want her child to be portrayed as some kind of prostitute that was killed in a hotel. Which, to me, going through the story, reading it, hearing about it, it didn't portray that at all. And respectfully, I thank everybody who didn't make it seem that way, because Jessica was doing really good. She was out of that life. She was trying to do better for her son and get better. But like I said, again, the life caught up with her. So guys, remember, anything you do in the dark will always come into the light, and it will always be caught up. Karma is a bitch. With that being said, rest in peace, Jessica, and everybody else, have a very wonderful night.